Dub sent in, checking in with All Ray the Rugged Man. What's good, my man?
Everything's good. You're more legitimate news than CNN, though, right?
Huh?
You're more legitimate than CNN.
Much
though.
More. Much more. West Coast hip-hop news, so yes.
You know, CNN,
no Obama news.
MSNBC, Fox, all that news channel stuff. You know.
Right, right. So we're here at the Sunset Strip Music Festival. Have you performed yet, or are you about to go on?
About to go on pretty soon. In fact, my hype girl, she's going to help me, Gavin, she's from out here. She's hyping me up on stage. And DJ Indigenous, we're going to put the show together in a couple minutes here.
Okay. So tell me what new projects you got going on, my man.
Well, Legends Never Dies in the store right now, you know, and it's, you know, some of my best work. I'm really in love with it. But I'm in the studio right now working on my next album, and that's the best stuff I did ever now. It's like every year you got to kind of get better than the year before. So I'm real happy with the beginning of the making of my next album.
Right.
So working on that. I do 150 shows a year. I'm on the road nonstop and directing my videos and directing videos for other people.
Right.
It's harder work, you know?
Right.
But the music, Legends Never Die. And then the next album I'm working on, I don't have a title for it.
Okay. Okay. I know you're considered like a New York legend, my man. What's your feelings on the state of hip-hop right now?
Well, you know, there's unbelievably great MCs in the world. And you know what's funny? I'm not saying this because I'm in the West Coast, but I'm not going to bullshit you. The California rappers, in my opinion, the best Cali rappers and the best New York rappers, I think there's more quality lyrical MCs in the West Coast today than there is in New York.
Wow.
Which my own hood will be like, fuck you already. And I'm not saying that because I'm here. I'm being honest with myself. Like my brother from the Bay, Locksmith, I think could obliterate 95% of MCs on my block. You know?
Wow.
But the thing is, back in the day, in New York in the 80s, would be like, you guys are fucking Cali? Come on,
right.
I can't rhyme in Cali.
Right,
I'm
right.
Just being honest.
Right.
You know,
right.
You had, okay, they got Cube. You know, there was Cube was like, because Cube had them stories.
Right.
Real. But as far as lyrics, and then we said, yeah, DOC's dope, but he was from Atlanta, you know,
right,
so.
Right.
But, you know, but then the Freestyle Fellowship came on the scene, and he was like, whoa, these guys are spitting some bars now.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think they, groups like that, laid a seed for the young boys to get lyrical.
Right.
And I think that through the years, while New York, not every New York rapper, there's great New York rappers, but a lot of the kids is trying to do what they hear on New York radio, which is some fake South stuff and
that was
fake
my next
commercial
question,
stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of New York kids are saying, oh, we don't have to be skilled technicians. And I'm sure that happens in Cali too, but there's a lot of these in the cut Cali rappers that are stuck on that, yo, I'm a lyricist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which wasn't so much the case in the 80s.
No.
Today, there's some scary, unbelievable lyricists in the West Coast. And I can't say it for sure, because I don't know each MC in every borough, but I meet more impressive MCs West than East at the moment, or New York at the moment. But there's still some monstrous New York guys.
Right. What do you think will bring New York back? Because I'm very aware of what you're talking about with the whole influence,
because
the radio.
You know, New York City, the whole structure comes from it. We originated everything from the slangs, from the hip hop to the look, to the feel, hip hop music. Period.
Right.
And then through the years, through decades and decades, they lost its identity and tried to be somewhere else. And now we're not originating slangs. You all are, you know, everywhere else in the map is originating slangs. And then New York's trying to use the slangs at other places and trying to dress like other places and trying to have accents that, yo, you ain't even talk like that in real life. So somewhere New York lost its identity, a big chunk of it.
Right.
You're still gonna have legitimate, unbelievably great MCs from New York.
Right.
But the reason why the youth does it so little is because none of them dudes is recognized. Because New York
Got
won't
it.
Play their records.
Got it.
New York's like a lyrical guy. No, we want an ignorant, a body in a trunk, fuck a bitch. We want that kind of record.
Right.
So if you're a super lyrical New York guy, we're going to look at you like you're some has-been washed up 90s guy.
Right.
Meanwhile, you could be an 18-year-old, unbelievably incredible MC, but nobody raps like that. We want this. That's a hit record, which it's not a hit record. It's only a hit record because you programmed that into the ignorant people's minds and told them, look, this is what a hit sounds like.
Yes.
So they water it down, and the youth, it's not the youth's fault. Because coming up in the game, if he was a hip hop head, we had Rakim, KRS-One, and the teachers. That was what we had to look up to.
Right.
So as a youth, we were blessed. Exactly. So all these great MCs that came from that, but now the youth,
they don't have that.
Man, the youth, and no disrespect to Drake, but the youth looks at Drake like he's the GOAT lyricist. And now I'm not dissing Drake, because there are lyricists that are commercial who I think are just horrendous.
Right.
But Drake isn't my style. I don't like listening to him. But
right.
He simplifies things and says cute little analogies, and he says he's a talented kid.
Right.
So I'm not, oh, Drake is terrible.
Right.
But, you know, Drake is no Rakim or Big Daddy Kane.
No, not at
it's
all.
It's not, like, you know, Drake would not exist in that.
Right.
But that's what the kids look up as a GOAT.
As their
GOAT.
GOAT, greatest.
Scary.
Yeah.
For the culture. Very, you know?
Very scary. Speaking on that, just spin off that, who are your greatest MCs of all time?
You know, I'll go back to the beginning. I mean, I just recently was rolling with Grandmaster Caz from the Cold Crush Brothers. I mean, he, you know, and a brother like that, he's before my time even.
Right, right.
But, you know, the Kool G Raps, the Rakims, right, the Big Daddy Kings, right, they all learned from that man.
Right, right.
You know, so being in the presence of a guy like a Caz is an amazing thing. And Caz won the greatest of all time, you
right,
know.
Right.
And from the beginning was there.
Right.
And then you got the Melly Mells, and then you go back to the Cats. I like even the fun rap, like when rappers was like a Chubb Rock or a Positive K. or even
yeah,
people dislike a Chip Fool because
I used to like those niggas.
Yeah, yes. But Chip Fool, all that flow shit. Unbelievable MC, technician.
Yes.
But then what happened when rap took the turn in the mid 90s to be like, look, we're serious lyricists. We only want lyrics, no fun. It's lyrics, lyrics, lyrics,
lyrics.
Then, you know, those guys, they'll look at a Chip Fool like, what's that? That's weird, gibbity shit.
Yeah, party,
you know?
Party.
So,
music.
I mean, there's so many great MCs in history. So what are you going to do? You know, you can't name and say, who's your, you know.
I hear you.
I was with, Chuck D. He inspire me with your flow. Yo, you inspire me. And he, all my idols, Rakim, like I told her before, Rakim got on the phone with me, like, yo, what you're doing for the culture is amazing already. I got nothing but love for you. Like, all the greats come and show me this huge amount of respect. All of them, to Kool G Raps, to Kane, all of them.
Right.
And you know, that's, I worked as a little kid to be great at my craft, and that feels good,
right,
you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. What about West Coast MCs? Any, favorite West Coast
in history?
Yes.
Oh, I used to love King T, especially when he did the Marley Marl remix.
Yes, yes.
I was fucking at your own risk, but you know, West Coast MCs of all time. Well, King T was up there. Crooked Eye is an unbelievably lyrical beast.
Eye.
My man Locksmith is the most underrated because I think he could obliterate every rap almost.
Okay.
And people don't say his name enough. But there's tons of great MCs in the history of the West Coast. And producers too, DJ Quick.
Yes.
DJ Quick wasn't a murderous lyricist, but as far as making songs and being a great, great song maker, he's a great too.
Absolutely.
Know? Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, All Right, Rugged Man. We know you got to go and handle your business. Can you shout out Dub CNN real quick?
Yeah, Dub CNN. This is the one and only R.A. the Rugged Man, and I'm here with my people from Dub CNN. Not CNN, not that fake news shit, the real shit. Dub CNN. Yeah.